Welcome to Why It Worked. I'm Craig Peters here with Titans offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins. And today we're going to take a look at the screen pass on third and one from Jake Locker to Sean Green.
That was the first third down of the game, and we put 22 personnel on the field, which is two tight ends and two running backs. And there's only one receiver on the field. So we were waiting to see how they responded. If they put in, they stayed on base and went 4-3, or they went to their Apache front, which is five down linemen. And that's what we were hoping to get. They would respond with five down. Once they did, we knew we had the play schemed up. We'd have Sean matched up on a linebacker. We went in a pick screen, and he ran a swing screen, and we picked with a tight end, and that's why it worked.
Okay. When you see that, you scheme, you're visualizing during the week what might work against a certain defense in a certain setting. When you see them bring the five defensive linemen in and that's the play you have called, is it just come down to executing at that point?
Well, at that point, I don't call the play until they respond. So if they would have stayed four down, then I would have called a different play. I would have gone with the run play that we ran later in the game. Sean got the third and one, I think, in the third quarter. But at this point, once they go five down, we knew we had them beat with the scheme. Now we just had to execute it.
Okay, we're going to go on in and take a look at the film. And so if you could illustrate it, it looks like we have, as you mentioned, two tight ends, Taylor Thompson, Craig Stevens on each end.
And then we put Colin Mooney on the wing right there to the right, and we motion him across. And the reason we're motioning him across is to get that guy to run across with him. And, man, now there's only one guy left on the back side. Right here, and you see right there, you see Craig Stevens run the pick screen. He runs the pick right there on the guy, on his guy right there to block him. We release Mike Otto to go block this guy right here. And now the matter of Jake just getting the ball to Sean Green, and the next guy that's going to be available to make that tackle is a free safety in the middle of the field. We'll let it play out right here. Mike Otto does a great job on the cut. Sean runs by the safety and turns into an explosive play. As you see going across, it creates a little confusion right there. In 52, right there, you see him. They're trying to figure out who's got the tight end. Well, they forget about who's got the back because of the formation and the motion right there. So they get lost right there. Mike Otto does a great job right there on the cut block. Craig does a great job picking his guy and setting up a big play.
When we look at that and with Mooney going in motion, it creates the movement, the confusion, and a slightly bigger window. Where's the value in motioning players before a snap?
Well, it's the disguise. You get a man zone read. It's disguise. It's the illusion of sophistication. It's to hide something. It's to get a linebacker to misplace his eyes and have his eyes in the backfielder. You saw those two guys on the film trying to figure out who's got the tight end. Well, one of those guys has to take the running back. One of them has to take the tight end. They got lost right there, and that's why you do motion. It's just to create confusion. It's just window dressing to dress up a play that you may run all the time.
This is the most effective day on the ground for the Titans offense this season. CJ got out, got loose for 150. Definitely the return of Sean Green as far as having another a weapon at your disposal. What's it like to get Sean Green back in the mix?
Well, I think it's a big it's a big reason why we ran the ball like we did, because you look at the situations where Sean came in. We were 3-for-3 in third and one. It's an area we've been struggling a little bit, missing him. And I think that he came in. And when CJ, it's kind of when we had Lindell and CJ. CJ's the outside zone runner, gets some stretching. Sean comes in, changes the pace, running inside zones with him. And then all of a sudden CJ comes in and they're not playing the cutback as much. And he's able to stretch the stretch plays and attack those outside zones and had some big plays. And I think that it's a nice 1-2 punch, especially with the guys up front. It's 2 weeks in a row. Brian Schwenke's played really well inside with Chance Womack. And, you know, I think that every week that group plays together, they should get a little bit better.
All right. Coach Loggins, thanks for letting us know why it worked.